And we are back on the KYMM Morning Show. Sitting in with us right now is Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you for coming in. We finally have a usually make your way down with a cup of coffee in hand, walking down the street. Hey, you didn't freeze this morning.
That's right. I didn't even need an overcoat today.
So God, just perfect.
Seems like spring, summer. One of those two is pretty close to being here.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about some of the things that have gone on in the past month. You've had a couple of interesting cases. I want to start off by talking about there was a person named Paul Seaman that had been accused and now convicted of more crimes than we could probably even count. I don't know if there's records for such things, who holds the record, but 29 convictions, is that correct?
We had 29 convictions in the most recent part of the case. He was actually charged 8 years ago before I got elected with 36 counts in this case. And they had, he and his attorneys had requested that two of the counts be split off, saying these are a different date, this is a different course of events, and so it should be tried separately. And then there was another count that they wanted tried separately. And we agreed to that rather than litigate those questions, that there was a basis to do that. So we tried the first two counts and then another count. And that all took a couple of years in part because there were appeals, and there was also issues where Mr. Seaman's initial public defender got appointed to the bench, got a judgeship, and so we had a delay. Well, another lawyer got accustomed to the case, built up the case. Then we had the first trial with two counts. Then we had another trial with another count. In the meantime, there was another case that you recall where Mr. Seaman was having someone graze cattle on his land, and when the guy didn't pay, he rounded up the cattle, took them to the butcher shop, and sold them. And for that, he was convicted of cattle rustling. So coming into this case, he's been convicted of four felonies already, and we had 29 counts that were that the court entered conviction on a couple of weeks ago, and this case is now calendared for sentencing next week. Both parties submitted the sentencing memos yesterday, and the court will review it and make its determination on Wednesday the 18th. So we'll have an idea of what it is. We, of course, are recommending prison at this point, that Mr. Seaman has shown that he's been a danger to society, that he was committing all these crimes. And the overarching complaint is called racketeering, where he was running basically a criminal business. And the criminal business included taking the windshields off of cars, buying wrecked cars, taking good VIN numbers off those wrecked cars, and putting them on stolen cars, and then reselling the stolen cars as if they were the cars that had been wrecked, so they had good title.
Wow.
So it was a pretty sophisticated scheme. Not the kind of thing we see that often in Rice County, not the kind of thing that we see that often in state court. But Mr. Seaman, all in all, was convicted of, you know, having over $200,000 worth of stolen property.
Wow. Man, that's a lot of charges. And you mentioned a sophisticated operation. There are not too many. I don't think we've ever talked about a racketeering charge here in Rice County, but that is quite the criminal enterprise.
Yeah, it really was, and it was blown apart in part because there were people who were working for him who were willing to come forward and provide information and give us the information that we needed to prosecute these cases.
The sentencing is coming up next week. What are the guidelines for this? What do you think you'll get?
Well, and that's where racketeering is what is called under the guidelines an unranked offense, which means the court gets to decide where it belongs. And so we've made an argument for 14 years. And so we're hoping the court will go to 14 years. Because it's unranked, the court has discretion, and so it's possible the court could go a little bit higher. It's possible the court could go lower than that, And so unlike the normal offense where we have a nice clean box where we know what the court can do, where the court knows what it can do and what the court should do, it's hard to predict for sure, but I think we're, you know, somewhere in that 10 to 14 year range is what we'll be looking for and what we're asking the judge to order.
Let's move on to another case that has made headlines just last week, and that was, just a shocking crime, and that is the stabbing and beating that went on at St. Olaf College last week. Can you tell us, I know that's an ongoing case, but what can you tell us about that?
Well, I'll tell you what basically is in the complaint, that there was a young man there, and there was a young woman who was, they had had a relationship and broke up, and she had asked the court to, the college to issue a no contact order, so he wasn't supposed to be having contact with her. She was over at a party with some mutual friends, and he wanted to go to the party, and his friend said, "You can't, because she's here," and he came over and he brought a hammer and a knife and came into the room and started attacking her, and three other people took him off. And so, I mean, the good news about it is no one was seriously injured. But, you know, I think there's a lot of questions to be answered in that. I mean, this is a serious offense. We charged him with I charged him with attempted murder, for showing the intent to come over. And obviously there's a lot going on with this case. And, you know, I think I have to, you know, to perform my function, I need to stay within what's in the complaint and not talk publicly mm-hmm. about anything beyond what is in the complaint. And so I think it's a serious situation. We got some young people who are really just finishing up their first or second years of college, and we'll be moving forward with the case and working with them and talking to them and, you know, just seeing what we can do. But, you know, attempted murder has, under the guidelines, has a guideline sentence of 15 years in prison. So it's a very serious case. It's a very significant crime for somebody's first contact with the criminal justice mm-hmm. system.
Do you know the extent of the victim's injuries, and is she better now?
Well, she was out of the hospital relatively quickly, mm-hmm. and I think we're still waiting to know that we know the full extent of her injuries, and that would, at this point, it wouldn't change the severity of the top charge. So we'll have to talk. We'll be talking with her, and our victim services people will be working with her to make sure that she's getting any follow-up care that she needs. That if she was hit in the head, we want to make sure there's no brain injury, no indication that she's got a concussion or anything else on top of the cuts that she received.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum is with us. Let's move on. It's coming up on prom weekend. We're heading in the last few weeks of the school year. A fun time for the seniors, and the juniors and seniors will be assembling at the high school for the prom this coming Saturday. So, any words of advice to the young people?
You know, before the pandemic, Northfield High School, Faribault High School would have their mock crash events that were well attended to give kids a visualization of what happens, and we would talk about what would happen to someone who causes a crash after drinking and driving. And we weren't able to do that this year. We haven't been able to do it for a couple of years now. But there is an opportunity for the kids who are going to prom to go to the after prom party. This year it's at the Dundas Dome. It's going to be $5 to get in. The doors open at midnight. Once you come in, I think you're not allowed out, but there's going to be a lot of fun things to do. They'll have these hamster balls for kids to roll around in. They'll have obstacle courses and trivia games, and drawings for prizes. So it sounds like it'd be a lot of fun, and we'd certainly encourage any of the prom attendees, including my own daughter, to get out there and go to the after prom party.
Yeah, and be sure to check yourself into that hamster ball.
That's right. I'll throw in the $5 if she wants to go.
All right. John, anything else going on in your office that you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
You know, we're still digging out from the pandemic. We're still working through some stuff and having two of my lawyers tied up in trial for 5 weeks has created our own sort of internal backlog of things that we need to catch up on. But we're working on it, and my staff's doing a good job of catching up and digging out after all of that.
What is the backlog now?
You know, we are down below 170 cases,
okay,
which is, I think the court had set a goal for us of 197 by the 1st of June. So we are down below 170. So we are making progress on what the court considers to be our backlog. And, you know, as I've told you before, we haven't done a whole lot to try and deal with the backlog. We've been just trying to process the cases, and the best way to process the cases has been for us to be able to calendar trials again. And that is the best way for us to be able to resolve cases. And now that we've been calendaring trials, we've been setting things moving forward. A lot of things are clearing up. We had settlement conferences again yesterday, and so that should clear up a number of cases. We got trials calendared for Monday, and I'm not sure where we are on those at this point, but I think most of them looked like they were going to resolve yesterday. So I think we are making progress.
All right. John, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. We'll talk to you again next month.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.